Oh, man, we are on. This is my dream interview. Michael Adler, David Adler, the Adler Development Group, icons in the local community from both a charitable and a business. Welcome to the show, guys.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Michael, we're here with David. David is your son. So I want to talk about generational real estate. It's the toughest thing to do is to get it from one generation to the family. You are third generation, unheard of. Also, Larry Zinn. You know Larry Zinn?
Of course.
You got to get with Larry Zinn. The third generation success stories here. Now, Mike, what is the key to success for keeping it between the generations? How do you pass it from one to the other? How do you keep that momentum going?
Individuality. You need to allow everyone to be their own person.
David, is that really happening?
It does. And real estate is a perfect business that allows for that individuality.
Now, I know that you in the past, your Sam Adler had one business. You had another business. I know Matthew has a different business. It seems like it's actually something I can see happening every day. David, what part of the business is yours?
I work with my father in our real estate development business. We do ground up, multifamily, high rise, and all product types. But at the moment, we're focusing on multifamily.
I love your deals. I love the deal. I can see it every day. The one that's right out in Biscayne Bay. Oh my God, talk about an iconic structure. How you doing over there?
That project is going very well. And our other projects are also in the city are doing very well. And
Jim, that was a great project because it was on a location that is on 79th Street where I first moved with my dad when we came down from South Florida from New York. He was a home builder and came to Florida in the 50s and had the idea that what we should be is in the income-producing properties business. And his first project was a North Bay Village, and you could almost see it from our Shorecrest project on 79th Street, which is an iconic location of the famous Mike Gordon's restaurant.
It is. It's a beautiful location. It's waterfront. It's beautiful. It's waterfront. Bart, we'll be right back. We're on live, okay? So, David, now, Michael set the tone. He gave us context with Sam and Central Dade County out on the east side. What are some markets that you find attractive today, David?
Well, we've got a few focuses at the moment. We're very focused on transit-oriented development. We really believe in this modern-day world and seeing the millennials and how we're growing as a city, that using public transportation is a way of the future. And really excited about major transit-oriented developments that are happening in the city. We also are very excited.
The first one, by the way, that we're starting in the next 60 days is at Dadeland Station. So it is.
I love it.
Right on the Metro Rail. It is a lease with the Transit Authority.
Oh, listen, I love that market. I did Toscano like 10 years ago down there with Fairfield. I know they've got downtown Dadeland. I think that this is an unbelievable opportunity that you should just knock it out of the park. David, what kind of project you're going to build there? Tell me some nuanced details.
That project's a 25-story high-rise. It is 292 units and is a great product. It's a little bigger than what you'll find in the Brickell downtown market. And for the person who's looking for a little bit...
The size of the apartment is bigger.
The size of the apartment is a little bit bigger, and if you're looking for a little bit more space and don't mind a 12 to 15 minute ride on the Metro Rail to work.
Oh, how horrendous. Instead of an hour in my car?
It's a great place to live. Many people that I know park at the Dadeland Station and ride there to work every day on the Metro Rail. So, again, we're seeing lots of activity on the Metro Rail and especially in the Dadeland location.
You know, I broker a lot of urban land and I continue to agree with you that there's going to be more and more focused concentration around the transportation nodes and jobs. It sounds like you really do have a good nose for sites. Michael, what do you think might be the next emerging market in South Florida?
Well, we are focused on the fact that people really appreciate large towers and are not going as much for the urban market. As a matter of fact, nationally, all the statistics show that this is the first time that you have two markets that are converging and want to be in the more urban environment. That being the younger people, when they're starting their careers and starting their families, up until about having one and maybe thinking about their second child. And then you have the empty nesters. So for the first time, you have a convergence of those who are in the 55, 60-year-old and those under 35-year-old that all want to be in an urban market environment.
Now, that also, that's two different constituencies. How do you get them to live together? I know that in certain markets over by the University of Miami, those two constituencies don't really get along. So can you get them in the same building? Do they want the same amenities? Help me understand how that all works.
Yeah, the building of today is you have coffee in the morning like you're a Starbucks, and then tell them what we're doing in the evenings, Dave.
In the evenings, we're doing things like beer on tap and wine tastings and lots of social events. We're finding that people want their own private space as it relates to living, but they want to be social and they want to be a part of a community. And having a lot of community activity space and activities is what people are looking for.
And what brought you to the CCIM event today?
Well, we're very fortunate that we have another executive who's a member of the family, Jonathan Rafe, who's my nephew.
Oh, that's right.
And he really is an expert on the financial aspects of high-rise rental apartment development today.
Sounds to me like I had to come over and meet your guys, Mike. We should be doing deals. I want to thank the Adlers. Oh, my gosh, I'm quelling. I'm going to just say it. Michael Adler, David Adler, I can't wait to do this again with the third wheel and even the guy that you mentioned that spoke. My gosh, I'm like losing it here.
Thank you
so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
You guys are the greatest. And more than that, thank you for what you do for our community from the people that you'll never meet.
Well, just as a pitch, that's why we like to be in the income-producing property business as opposed to the for-sale business. Our commitment is for long-term sustainable growth and the right environment for all of our tenants and the residents of the community.
You're a steward of our community at every level, and it's been that way, your family, for many years. Just as a member of the community, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, David. I know it's big shoes to fill, but, you know, he eventually had to do it. You guys will do it, too. We'll be back for more Freedom Business. I'm losing my train of thought here. It's such a great thing. We'll be back with more Freedom Business from the CCAM 10th Annual Outlook Conference back after this.